Twist of Faith by Ellen J. Green. Performed by Angela Daw. The house was a mottled grey colour that reminded me of dead fish. Scaly paint peeled from the weathered clapboards. Shutters that looked like they might have been black at one time were now streaked and speckled, hanging at odd angles on rusted hinges. A tall, narrow, ugly house, built on top of a steep hill. The wind was blowing hard, and for a moment I imagined the concrete foundation splitting, the house lifting from its resting place and landing on top of me, as if it were my due. My feet were planted on the first of 18 stone steps leading to the front door. I glanced down, scanning the photograph again. The black and white Polaroid was grainy, but the house hadn't changed much. I wanted to go to the door and knock, but hesitated. What would I say if someone appeared? It would be easier if someone opened the front door, noticed me lingering. But the windows were dark, though the sun was just a splash of color in the western horizon. I gulped the last of the cold coffee in the cardboard cup and climbed the steps. Curtains in a ground floor window were parted, so I cupped my hands and peered inside. The glass was spotted with grime and offered only a shadowed view of an empty living room. A voice startled me.
"Can I help you?"
A woman stood at the bottom of the steps, her swaddled gray hair peeking out above a scarf, her hands stuffed deep in her coat pockets.
"Oh, I was looking for the owner, but it doesn't look like anyone is home. Do you live here, in this neighborhood?"
I walked down the stone steps to meet her.
"I do, yes. And if you're going to wait for the owners, you better bring provisions. No one's living there now."
Her thin lips moved upward to a hesitant smile.
What did you need?"
"Has it been empty long?"
6 months with no tenants. I live next to the eyesore, so I know. Ought to just knock it down, I say. Why, are you interested in renting it?"
"No, I was doing research."
"What, is it the anniversary already?"
She pulled her scarf down a bit and cocked her head to the side.
"Well, that can't be for another couple of months yet."
"Anniversary?"
"The murders. Isn't that what you're researching?"
"No, I..."
"House is owned by a development company now."
She shrugged.
"I thought they'd tear it down, but they've been holding on to it. 5 years I've been dealing with this."